Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Oliver Baker, CEO at the Hydration Pharmaceuticals Company. Oliver, good to meet you. How are you?
I'm very well. Lovely to meet you too, Christine. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Yeah, very exciting to meet you. The company is actually due to list on the Australian Securities Exchange on the 13th of December. Before we get to that, give us a quick overview of the business.
Yeah. So Hydrolite is actually an Australian brand originally. It's best described as the Pedialyte of Australia, but never encumbered in the kind of pediatric space. So it grew out of pharmacy. It began as a rapid rehydration brand treating what we call clinical dehydration conditions. And by that, we mean heat stroke, gastro, you know, the kind of things that your doctor will say, hey, you need to stay rehydrated. And so we grew and grew and grew in that area. And then, of course, consumers recognized that dehydration was a daily occurrence. And it was something they were experiencing when they were working out, sweating, losing electrolytes from hangovers. Dehydration is a big outcome from too many drinks. And then just really as a general health and wellness thing, 75% of people are dehydrated every day. They're dehydrated because they don't drink enough water. They drink coffee all week and they drink alcohol all weekend. And that busy lifestyle, particularly for working professionals, leads them to be dehydrated every day. And so we now act as a kind of everyday health and wellness product, as a kind of get up and go, feel good in the morning type of thing.
So it seems like you do see a pretty big market for this then.
Yeah, we do. We see ourselves at the intersection of kind of, you know, a few different categories. So we see ourselves as healthy hydration, and we really define that distinctive from sports drinks, from coconut water and even regular water. And the categories that we sort of play in are like functional beverage, treating dehydration conditions like I was talking before, and then that like supplements and health and wellness space. So we launched last year some rapid rehydration plus really potent health and wellness formulas. The most kind of famous one was an immune boosting formula with elderberry, which is a clinically proven cold and flu treatment. And that product, as you can imagine, during COVID was really popular. And so it kind of, that's where we were combining that consumption space of everyday rehydration and everyday preventative health and wellness.
So as I mentioned, you are due to go public on the Australian Stock Exchange on the 13th. So what are the reasons behind listing on the ASX?
Yeah, so the company is Australian. That's actually the primary reason. The business is from Australia. The vast majority of our shareholding group is Australian. And therefore, to kind of face that shareholder community and also to continue to raise capital, it's much easier and simpler out of Australia. The brand is also really well known there, so it makes it a kind of simpler proposition. And we have a wonderful team back in Australia of our shareholders and most of our board that are able to kind of anchor that process while we focus on the business day to day over here.
So you mentioned your team. I know much of your team is from the company Swiss, which is big in Australia. So how do you plan that your team will leverage their experience in this area for the company?
Look, I think in terms of the team from Swiss, the operating team, it's only me. We have a wonderful shareholder group, a board made up of a number of Swiss people that they've got a ton of experience in global health and wellness. The brand Groove, you know, when I was there from, you know, a couple of $100 million in revenue to well over $600 million in revenue and was acquired for $1.7 billion. And throughout the time we were there, we expanded into probably around 10 countries after being the number one brand in Australia and New Zealand. So a lot of experience back there with the Swiss team in kind of global launches. But in terms of us on the ground here, I'm the only Australian. And that's the way it should be. We're selling to North Americans, the insights, the retail environment, the operational reality, you know, everything from taste to trending flavors is, you know, very unique to what happens here. I think weather is a really interesting one. Canada is, it makes up half our sales. And as we all know, it's damn cold in Canada for 6 months of the year. And so there's a lot of local insights that are important. So we have a primarily US team, but just a lot of Australian ownership.
What do you think are the main challenges are for expanding into the North American market?
Yeah, I think that what's most most obvious is the amount of competition and the ease of which new brands can launch. Amazon makes it incredibly easy to kind of launch a new brand. It really opens up to a lot of poor quality products. I think it's one of the most telling differences between markets like Canada and Australia, where it's highly regulated and you have to have your products pre-approved first. And so in America, it's the total opposite. You can just start selling, and unless you put something toxic in there or deliberately mislead people, you know, that's the only way anything ever gets stopped going to market. So we have a lot of competition here. I think for consumers, it's actually good for them to look at global brands that have that pedigree. You know, we have really sophisticated manufacturing standards, really high quality standards. You know, we're trusted by doctors and pharmacists and athletes across the world. And that's because we manufacture at a far higher standard than a standard supplement in America. And so in Canada, for example, really highly regulated, we have almost none of the competition. And so we are thriving up there. We have 28% share of the pharmacy market there, and, you know, growing, you know, almost 50% up there at the moment. And so I think that's the main challenge. Lots of competition, but competition keeps us agile.
That's right. So give us a sense of what are your goals for the next 12 months or so.
Yeah, we want to continue to develop our online business led through Amazon. We do think that's the fastest way to growth. It's almost impossible to fight the machine of Amazon. As we all know, the acceleration to e-commerce is the primary sales channel for health and wellness brands, really accelerated, as you can imagine, during COVID. Over a third of health and wellness products actually go through online anyway. And that's because it's ease of discovery, the ability to read reviews, the ability to immerse yourself in the products, kind of, you know, one, look and feel and performance and ingredients, share with your friends, all that kind of thing makes online the primary destination. So we'll continue to focus on that. We have a really omni-channel focus in pharmacy, in the market of Canada between pharmacy and online. And we'll continue to kind of double down on that in that area.
We'll look forward to following the story here. Oliver, thanks so much.
A pleasure. Thank you for having me.